96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Practice brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Bonfa Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Public Service, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wendy's. Foundation.
Foundation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Grateful to be here in this space. I had a good opportunity to be able to do a few things, so I just want to be able to talk to you about it. Today is Tuesday, October 29th, and today we got to kind of pull everything together the best we possibly can. I want you guys to be able to participate and be involved with it. I got my good friend Garth Roseboro here in the studio with me. But before we go into that and the introductions and sort of the pleasantries, I got to be able to say shout out good, my decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are number 407 Blue Hill Road South. So you can be able to go down there and check them out. If you're in the market for insurance, whether or not you're looking for something commercial, whether or not you're looking for something residential, whether or not you're looking for something that, you want to move in one direction or another, you want to find out how you could be able to put this thing in insurance, or you just want to be able to make some inquiries, go down there and check them out. Or you can give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Ask for my good friend Etheric Bow or Mr. Richardson, that they can be able to walk you right through. Remember, they got in-house financing. Can't beat that thing. In-house financing. So if you're looking for something, you just got your plates, you just want to be able to make something happen, please go down there and check them out. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Make sure you check them out, right? And guys, also, I got to tell you about my MTS Rebar, man. My guy, Avery Lightborn, has everything laid out for you. And I continue to tell you about that and tell you about this kind of a wonderful concept and idea of being able to move towards conservation. I said that to you before. I think it's very important that we continue to have this kind of a conversation about the importance to move towards conservation. I think a lot of us have been moving just in a traditional elk for a very long time and haven't given any consideration because this is what we've done for a long time. Well, MST Rebar, MST Bar has everything for you. It's the fiber reinforcement polymers. You can be able to go down there and check my guy out, man. His number is 822-9527 or 603-4506, 603-4506. I think that he's going to be coming with us this Thursday to have a good conversation about where we are and in terms of where we're moving to make a few things happen. So I'm grateful to kind of do that. And guys, if you want to check him out online, it is FRPBahamas.com, and it's in the plaza right on the eastern side of McDonald's in Palmdale. So right on the eastern side of McDonald's in Palmdale, you can be able to go down there and be able to check him out. He'll take very, very, very good care of you in those things. That's Avery Lightborn with Art Development and MST Bar for the fiber rebar. So I'm grateful to kind of talk about that. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper today. Three shot dead. I got a text this morning, 102 dead. I'm sure that's over the 100 that we indicated that we wouldn't go to. It is not yet November. It is not yet November. And three shot dead. This is the paper. The commissioner says that says intended target uninjured. That's crazy, isn't it? Commissioner says intended target uninjured. And the murder count is now 102. Unemployment rate drops to 8.7%, which is peculiar for me. Because I think that there is, and I think that that's what we're having in our society, this sort of a contrast and the distance, the gulf that exists between perception and reality. All right. Now, the reality on paper is that unemployment has dropped significantly. But as you travail, as you traverse, and you move throughout the city on a day-to-day basis, you see, I'm baffled by this. I'm absolutely baffled by this. You move, you look at your watches after 9 o'clock, you see people on their motorbikes, having a cigarette, drinking rum, doing this, doing that. I'm just along the road, laughing, so forth and so on. Now, you don't know these people's occupation, but you can see that, these people ain't working. And so you ask yourself this question, I don't see any foreigners. By the time it's 8 o'clock in the morning, they gone. Listen to me. By the time it's 8 o'clock in the morning, we could say everything that we want to say about what's happening in on Zion Boulevard, about what's happening on Cowpen, or why we see these people. By 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:15, the latest, they are gone. You don't see them. They are working in the city. And when you ride around the city on a day-to-day basis, Bahamians are out here unemployed. However, the numbers are dropping. So this is the contrast between the perception of how we move and the reality of what the papers say. So we're going to be able to talk about that. And I think that that's sort of the cousin that I've been getting as it relates to this series that we've been doing. The perception of how people feel and the reality of participation. There's some things that's happening out here. So I just want to be able to talk about that. And make sure you be able to get those things taken care of. And Shiver and Lover back in custody, which is crazy. If you heard the stories that she's living with a new boyfriend now. And this is too much. Policemen accused of rape. And then Sarah says, NIB rate increase, not enough to ensure funds sustainability. All right, let's talk about these things. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my very good friend, Garth Roseborough, in the studio with me today. My brother, what's happening with you? Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Howard Grant, we had a great weekend. We talked a little bit of religion on Remark on Sunday. It was a great show.
I was supposed to make that, but I
know, your my father was here with the cooling water. So Father Howard now owes me a copy of the cooling water CD.
Yes, I will get it for you.
He is now in violation for not being on that show.
I'll get it for you.
But for those of you who missed the show, you can go to guardiantalkradio.com, look at the podcast, and you'll find a recording of that show there. Howard, it's a great day to be here in the Bahamas. A lot of violence, you see.
You say violence, it is a strong thing. Yeah. I have to repent on the radio this morning.
Repent.
I have to repent.
Let me hear what you say.
I have to ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness.
Okay.
Because sometimes we step over and forget where we're going, and we always keep ourselves attached to where we've been.
Okay, I'm listening.
So I'm going to tell you a little story, just a little quick story.
Okay.
I've heard a bunch of people over the past few weeks, I think a couple of weeks ago, were sending me these voice notes, right? And mad salacious, saying negative things about me, about what I would have done and what it didn't do.
To you?
Yeah, about me, right?
Oh,
not
no.
To me, about me, right? And I listened to it, but I didn't respond. And I came on the video and I said, I wouldn't respond to this. I wouldn't give light to this.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the sort of an idea of being, people only exist on social media. And so if you come on traditional media, then you amplify them, and then nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I decided that I wouldn't say nothing, but I saw the fella today.
You saw him?
Yeah. I promised I was going to ask him what he had
Island
to say to
is
me.
Is that small that you saw him?
I wasn't even looking for him. I just was sitting down at the Department of Environmental Health Services and being able to do a couple of things, right? Just sit there waiting to see someone.
Mm-hmm.
And he pops in. And then he says to me, hey, what's up, big man? Oh, wait.
And he's right so far. You are a big man.
Hold on, wait. Yeah, but you can't slide cross to me as though I forget. you can't slide cross me
Big people don't forget.
I forget.
You don't forget.
That you had some questions for me.
Uh-huh.
Let's just shoot straight. So I said, hold on, that's how you can hear me? I thought you had some questions for me. Come ask me the questions.
Uh-huh.
Right? So he started off and walk away, right? That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw him again. I said, excuse me, I thought you had some questions for me. Why don't you ask me the questions that you have for me now? So what I got for you? I just want to be decent. I just knew what he said.
Yeah, you're identifying the voice in
this is yeah, because I don't want you to call these people name. Everybody know who this is. So he said, what I got to say for you? I said, so ask me the questions that you have to ask me. So he said, I don't have nothing to ask you. I said, because you are a lowlife. Not in a bad way. I try to be decent about it. And sometimes 8 Mile Rockers just rush back at me. I try to be able to say, calm down, 8 Mile Rock. be easy. And so he says to me, I ain't got nothing for you. So I have to repent. I have to repent because I feel rather confrontational again, all because of this assessment that we're doing. This is too much, Garth.
Well, people take their politics personally.
This is too much.
If we look at the environment,
you cuss now, me, cuss my ma, cuss my wife, cuss everybody, cuss.
Yeah, but you're doing a poll during the time when the United States of America, family to the north, is about to have their election.
And yeah.
We tend to identify.
High.
Yes, we tend to identify as if we are one of them. We are Dolphins fans, and we are Golden State Warrior fans, and Boston Celtic fans, and we are fan of everything north of us. And so we are now fans of the Democrats and fans of the Republicans. Insomuch that even I, on Sunday, I will have my show, Harris versus Trump. That's going to happen Sunday, 5 o'clock. We're going to talk about this, break this down, make our forecast, and see what's going to happen next week. But for you, you have now become the authority, as it were, for Bahamian politics in terms of your poll. Whether they agree with the polling device or not, you have come to conclusions. The average Bahamian is very well aware that either they are a PLP fan or an FNM fan or a third-party fan, and we just don't have, I would say, the ethic within us to say our party is wrong. We don't do these things. We fight even when our party is wrong. So this person who's accosting you, he feels somewhat either fearful of the results or offended by the results, and you've now become his enemy number one.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that for weeks I've been doing that, and I hadn't heard anything from anyone. Outside of Anton, who was very vocal and articulate in being able to say, Howard, I think we should include this and fortify this and so forth and so on. Even from a PLP standpoint, to say, yes, Howard, if we fortify this, it's going to give these members a worse grade. Mm-hmm. If we fortify this, if we put these obligations in there and we do these particular things, it's going to give the members a worse grade. We are ready then full speed ahead. Okay, we're going to make modifications to this.
So if you gave a benchmark, like someone said to me yesterday, they listened to the poll. They said, Shannon Don Cartwright got X amount of participants, whereas Chester Cooper had a minimal amount of participants. What if the minimal amount below, say, 100 participants were to give some form of violation or some type of disqualification to the process? Would that affect the outcome?
I'll do that next time.
I told them that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'll do that next time.
That these MPs need to get there and get their people to participate.
I'll do that next time.
Or it will show differently.
If I want to be absolutely honest and transparent with you, the only thing that can actually cause you to move towards this is marketing.
Yes.
And if I didn't have the marketing, then I had to have the money.
But you got their attention.
Okay.
Which is most important.
So this is important.
Very important.
Okay.
You got their attention.
This is very important.
And I like the whole process. It gave your Bahamian people an opportunity to have some say because the phone lines are open. They can call your telephone numbers. They can text to you if they do not want to hear their voices, whether they're stammering or not. You can text Howard Grant and say what you got to say. But the Bahamian people, for the most part, are fearful people. We are afraid to publicly voice.
No, but he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to say those.
Our concerns.
He didn't have to say those things that he said about me because of a poll. Right? I don't know whether or not he understands the concept.
You don't have to understand. That's the Bahamian way.
It. But you can't cuss me because you don't understand.
That's the Bahamian way.
That's just peculiar.
If you are benefiting.
Unless he was told to cuss me.
If you are benefiting from this regime, from this government, then you are going to fight tooth and nail for this government. They cannot do anything wrong. And if you look at certain people's lifestyles, the vocal ones on social media, they are benefiting to the hilt in so much that if the party believes by taking care of these type individuals that they're doing the country a service, the Bahamian people are watching, and I've known from past experience back in 2010 that there are certain PLPs that are totally envious of those who are getting and only people who will vote against your party. They will vote against the PLP. There is a group of PLPs that turn into venomous vipers and serpents, and they turn on the party. You know, they become carnivorous. And so I don't want them because they feel that because Howard is doing well in the PLP, Howard has an appointment, Howard's riding a Mercedes-Benz or BMW, Howard's now getting a big house, that everyone in the party is happy. It doesn't work that way. PLP people, when they get to the grassroots, like they like to call themselves, it gets ugly.
Yeah, but education is crucial in this.
What education?
You need education.
You can't have education in a D grade environment. Why you keep talking about education and be at a D level?
For Jesus' sake,
we've already accepted that we're at a D level. Are we happy at a D level? You didn't get that memo yet?
I just want to be able to say that. We got to be, you can't fight dumb. You got to have
sex. But D is for dumb. D is for demon. You said demons going all over the place. 178 of them out on bail and free shot yesterday. Demons. Dumb demons everywhere.
I'm sad about it.
But we got to improve the situation. We have to want to improve the situation.
And this is what I thought. I thought that, and I still think, and I'm committed to this sort of an idea, despite the tribulation, despite the external environment that push against me, I'm still committed to this idea of being able to push forward. Now, when we started this, there was about 700 and some persons that voted.
That took the poll.
I took the poll, right?
Took the time to do it.
That 700 and some participants.
Out of what did I say, 200,000 potential voters.
Okay, right. Good. 700 and something person. Mm-hmm. The majority of those persons were, a significant portion of those persons were for Mikhail Barnaby. Remember that? He had 212 people out the gate.
That's Mount Moriah.
That's Mount Moriah.
Mm-hmm.
212 people out the gate.
Wow.
Huge, right?
And encouraging.
Over the past 29 days, today's the 29th day, the poll is closed, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to close the poll today, right? It's done. 4,715 people have participated in the poll.
So they're listening and they're participating.
Okay, so watch me. That's all this is about. All this was about is for one, you to identify that this is a course of action that we're going to take. We'd like your participation.
Mm-hmm.
Two, out of this particular amount of people, we now have almost 500 people who are a part of my WhatsApp group.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got you. Gross.
These are, see, watch me now. We get someplace. We get someplace. Over the next year, I hope to have at least 15,000 people that we can be able to reach and say, these are the things that we're having across the country.
Mm-hmm.
That when we're asking questions about what you think about your member of parliament, what you think that's happening in this particular constituency, that we can get a real-time response from real people that's in this particular environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the entire objective. Because the objective is marketing in terms of exposure to be able to reach the masses when it's crucial, when it's critical. But today, we need a marketing tool to pull you in to say that we want your participation. Other than that, I got to go pay someone to blast everybody's phone like a Marcos alert, and that costs $100,000. I don't have the money for that. I just want to be decent. I don't have the money for that. So don't fight me for the poll. I want to thank all those persons who participated in the poll. Let me get back. I want to be able to read to you for Marco City. We had about 114 persons take the poll for Marco City.
Marco City.
Marco City.
Who is the member of parliament for Marco City?
Who's the member of parliament? Michael Pintar.
You got to get a fella some recognition.
Marco City, Michael Pintar, the member of parliament for that particular 114 persons take the poll for him.
Uh-huh.
That has grown exponentially over the past 2 days as we kept talking about it. Hey, listen, go and take the poll.
Well, I commend him. Yesterday, he was actually at the shoot mandible. At least he showed that he was there and present. I like that.
Yeah.
What about the other person who we're talking about?
The Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Zero people.
What's his name?
The Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis. Okay. Zero people voted for him. And I think that's sort of an allegiance, which is good. It shows me respect. It shows me these things. But that ain't gonna stop ChatGPT from assessing.
Now you realize what just happened.
Yeah. Zero people voted for him. But I didn't necessarily need his vote to assess it. I didn't need votes from them to assess it.
But you don't find it rather strange?
No, I think
it's the only candidate that has zero?
The absolute only candidate.
What does that say?
There's no participation
Why?
For him.
Is there some type of mystic situation going on?
I don't know
here?
If it's... That's too much you did.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it after we come back. I mean, I've never heard of such a
thing. Mystic?
Mystic?
Sir, you're wilding up right now. I don't think it's mystic. I just think people identify that and opt out. They say, okay, I ain't gonna bother with the Prime Minister. And they leave it alone.
Paul Marley.
If people from Cat Island don't bother with it, then would you bother with it?
Paul Marley
said, leave it alone.
Paul Marley said, it's a natural mystic blowing.
You are wilding out, sir. Let me take this commercial break. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to be able to join me. Let me read some stuff about Marco City. Then we can open up the line so you can be a part. Quick break. Be right back after this.
The foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Shop and save this fall with deals made especially just for you. Prices too low to last. Don't miss a chance to save big with BWF's two-day mega blowout clearance and tent sale. Up to 50% off. Discounts galore. 2 days only. Tent sale Saturday, November the 2nd, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Savings include appliances, ductless AC units, generators, compressors, and water pumps, automotive supplies and accessories, lawn and garden supplies, power tools, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, barbecue grills, household supplies, floral decor, junk canoe and craft supplies, Christmas supplies, toys, and so much more. BWF, we're more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street, phone 394-0004-6. Check us out on Facebook. We ship to the Family Islands.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. As we come to a close, as we are bringing this series, Dissecting Leadership, a Constituency First Approach, I want to thank every single one of you for participating. I want to thank you for listening in. I want to thank you for giving calls. I want to thank you for your contributions, your suggestions. I want to thank you for even your cussing. Because even through that, I swam through the parts I didn't want to find out the criticisms to see how I can strengthen this as we move forward. So I want to thank you for being able to participate. I want to thank you for your patience. A lot of persons don't necessarily want to ingest politics day in, day out, all day. Jesus, for a whole month, we talk politics.
We talk politics for a whole month.
We talk politics for the entire month, and I want to thank you guys for your patience for being able to do this, but I feel like this is a necessary thing that we need to do to get to a better place in the country. I think that many times we dissect and never necessarily reach it down, so it only hit the bed, it never run down to the, you know what I mean? So it just from the top. So the oil only hits the top, and we only have time to scrutinize top-tier leadership, but understanding that their supportive branch is what actually helps propel them forward. As we're going through this particular survey, as we're going through the poll, we identify that there are many a man that needs to leave, not in a bad way. Many a man in their participation, they lack luster. Let's just put it like that. They lack luster in a lot of ways. And through this poll, we identify some people who we scrutinized have significant support on the ground in their constituency. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's kind of turning everything upside down, the way that we've approached traditional politics and being able to understand that when we put a particular matrix to it and identify those things, we could scrutinize it a little bit better. And so this open line and participation, I want to thank you guys for being able to do that. I really enjoy this. I want to thank you. I work every night and ensuring that I take a weekend off. I take maybe a weekend off. But I worked every night to ensure that those 4,715 persons for participating in our poll and being able to go to that. Guys, you want to still be able to do that. If you want to, go to the foundation, 242.com, the foundation 242.com, you can still put your information there for the WhatsApp for the next time that we do this. I don't think I'll make it so much public next time. I think I'll do it very private for those persons who are confined to my groups, right? And if I get the support that I'm looking for, then I will geotag. Now, geotag means that If you say you're from St. Barnabas constituency and you're voting, you have to vote in the constituency because I can put a fence around your constituency. And if your phone ain't inside the fence, then you can't vote for that particular. I can do all of this next time. But it's these things take money. These things take money. I ain't got to ask you for your things. I just have to do it like that, right? So we can be able to do it like that, guys, and figure it out and make sure that we can fortify it next time. Let's get to these numbers. Let's get to... most recently, we just had an opportunity yesterday to be able to look at Michael Pintard, right? And in Michael Pintard's position, we want to be able to answer a few questions. We asked those particular persons, I said, and 114 persons took the poll for Michael C. Pintard in the constituency of Marco City. So let's get to this. I'm just trying to pull it up. That's why you see me talking the way that I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to pull it up, right? Here we go. Let me pull it down. Here we go. Final assessment, all these information in there. We asked those persons, just give a historic overview. Now, the historic overview for the constituency of
Marco City.
The Marco City constituency, located in Freeport, Grand Bahama, has been a focal point of political dynamics in the Bahamas over the past two decades. The seat has shifted between the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement, reflecting the evolving political landscape of Grand Bahama and the country, which is peculiar. There are some seats in Grand Bahama that flip. Pine Ridge, Marco City, for the most part, are those two seats. Everyone else kind of moves in one direction, right? And West Grand Bahama and Bimini, right? Mm-hmm. So let's read it. 2002, Pleasant Bridgewater focused on addressing the economic concerns. 2007, Chivago Lang, the former Minister of Finance, who emphasized financial growth. 2012, Gregory Moss, initially elected under the PRP. Moss was a vocal MP and later left that sit as an independent, voicing his dissatisfaction with the party. In 2017, Michael Pintard gained traction as a vocal leader with a focus on community support and disaster recovery. 2021, Michael Pintard re-elected following the Free National Movement loss to the general election, and he became leader of the opposition. Current MP and leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, has been a dynamic and outspoken advocate in both Marco City and national issues. Following the FNM defeat in 2021, he was elected as leader of the opposition, taking a significant role within the party and within Bahamian politics, right? Let's be able to do this. We asked those particular persons, 114 persons took the poll. We asked them, did you vote in the last election? 89 participants said, yes, we did. 25 participants said, no, we did not. 89 said, yes, we did. 25 said, no, we did not. It says, we asked them, are you planning to vote in the next election? 108 participants, 94.7%, indicate, yes, we will be voting in the next election. And 6 participants said, no, we're not going to vote in the next election. Mm-hmm. The majority of persons who participated out of the 114 for Marco City are between the ages of 18 and 55. 18 and 55. That's about 50, 60, 70% of the persons who actually participated, 75 or some, they are between the ages of 18 and 55, right? And then we asked them, it says, has your MP been visible and accessible in your constituency over the past year? 107 participants says, yes, he has. 7 participants indicated, no, he has not. 107 participants said that he has. Yes, he has. And 7 participants indicated, no, he has not. We asked those persons, have you seen any improvements in your community? 103 participants indicated, yes, we have. And 11 participants indicated, no, we have not. That's 9%. 103 said yes, 11 said no. And then we went on, we asked this question, has your MP effectively addressed issues like crime, unemployment, and social services in your area? 104 persons indicated, yes, he has. And 10 persons indicated, no, he has not. Right? 104 participants said, yes, he has. And 10 participants indicated, no, he has not. If If your MP holds a ministerial post, do you think that he's been effective in this particular capacity? 98 participants say that he's been effective in this particular capacity, and 16 participants indicated that he has not been effective in this capacity. So 86% says he has, right? And then we ask them, overall, are you satisfied with your Member of Parliament performance? 102 participants, 89.5%. Said we are absolutely satisfied with him. 102 participants, 89.5%, indicate that we are absolutely satisfied with his particular participation. Let's get to the meat and potatoes and to the numbers of this thing. And let's do this, right? Pintard's direction to his constituency, Pintard's dedication to the constituency has been apparent, with high marks in visibility, accessibility, and responsiveness to the community issues. Mm-hmm. His attentiveness has responded positively with Marco City residents, and he has gotten an A- in the constituency. Mm-hmm. He's gotten an A- in the Marco City constituency. Mm-hmm. He, over the past two decades, was the only person to be able to retain this twice.
Okay.
Twice.
Okay.
Okay. And so that has been sort of a hard seat. If you remember, Shivago Lang was in the seat at one point, right? Did he go to Fort Charlotte after, or did he come from Fort Charlotte to go to Grand Bahama? I can't remember the direction.
He came from
Grand Bahama and went to Fort Charlotte. Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah, because there is a tumultuous sort of a political uproar that existed in Marco City and Pine Ridge. If you remember, I don't know if persons would have told you about this. When C.A. Smith lost Pine Ridge, that was like a devastating thing for him. That was like devastating, right? But Pine Ridge never had loyalty to no individual person.
That's a good or bad thing?
That is an excellent thing.
Okay. Just thought I would ask.
No, it's an excellent thing, because the truth of the matter is that if you're in the city of Grand Bahama, if you're in the city of Freeport, you'd realize that MPs' hands are really tied based upon the fact that the Hawkesville Agreement requires the Port Authority to be able to execute certain things that MPs would do in government areas. And so this is a difficult thing. Something, so to be able to retain this position is a strong thing.
Something that you've just identified, though, that gets my curiosity. Shivago Lang was a Member of Parliament in Grand Bahama and then came to New Providence. And I recall watching him exercise on Goodman's Bay one day, and I looked at him and I said, you know, nice chap. But normally people from Nassau are not willingly accepting of people from Grand Bahama. There's a divide, as it were. I know we used to have this faction in terms of the type of lifestyle that Grand Bahama had, the Magic City, as opposed to us here in the city. And it was city number one almost. I only mention that because here we have a Michael Pintard, who is a Member of Parliament now for Grand Bahama. He is a repeat Member of Parliament. He has high grades today by way of your poll. And now he is running as national leader over the entire archipelago of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This is really and truly a first in my mind of an individual coming from a family island to the capital to be a national leader and contesting for the next general election. And it gives a ray of hope, as it were, that maybe Bahamians are becoming more acceptable of people coming from the family island and participating on a national level.
Leadership knows no boundaries. Leadership knows no ethnicity, no boundaries, no religion. Leaders are leaders. And you identify this, whether or not you identify the discernment in yourself, you can identify the leadership that exists in men or women. You understand that they have qualities and capabilities. That's it. And your responsibility when you show up with leadership is just to market it, because people may not necessarily know. So when you market it with your foot soldiers, with your generals on the ground, when Shivago shows up to people's house and have these kind of a conversation, when they start to ask, well, why you move from Freeport? Why you do this? Why you do that? He had hell, you know.
Yes.
Fort Charlotte people give him hell.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fort Charlotte people gave him hell. You understand? But his leadership capability shined through despite the turmoil, despite the acquisitions, the allegations and people saying you did this, you didn't do that, and all these things like that. The truth of the matter is that leadership has no boundaries. That's why Hubert Ingraham, no matter how articulate he may be or lack thereof, when you compare him to Perry Christie, that is insignificant based upon his ability to manage, his ability to organize, his ability to execute. When you identify these things and then you put trust on top of that, Hubert is the man. You understand? And this is a, this is a, Hubert, listen to me, about the former Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham, his vernacular, the way that he speaks,
yeah,
is,
well, when you,
it's an island speech.
But listen to me, when we first compared Hubert Alexander Ingraham to that of the great Sir Lyndon Oscar Pendling in terms of verbiage, in terms of articulation, it was a serious difference. I mean, a remarked difference between Sir Lyndon and Hubert Alexander Ingraham.
But
one was so
Sir Lyndon
polished.
Was a code switcher.
Oh yeah, he could switch on you.
He could. No, what I mean by the code switcher is that he recognized, he could read the room. When he read the room, he knows how to articulate his poise, his posture. He knows how to be able to do these things. And when he show up to your house and you out in the backyard roasting corn, he know how to take his shoes off, roll up his pants leg, and still be able to enjoy himself with you.
You almost, you try to tell me.
These are the stories that exist about him.
You try to tell me Hubert Alexander Ingraham can't read a room. Hubert Ingraham don't give 2 cents.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
He talks straight.
That's what I'm saying to you is that.
So Lyndon the switcher. This man ain't got no switch in him.
He doesn't have the switch.
He licking left, right, and center.
You know that's Papa. That's it.
Sure.
You know that's Papa. You understand?
Yeah.
Perry Christie has a just a pinch of the former Prime Minister Perry Christie. He has a pinch of the cold twisting.
Yeah.
You have a pinch of the
yeah, I watch him switching. Switch. I watch him switch. He'll
when he hits you with the Valley Boys, and he got good jokes. So when he hits you with a joke, he's very personable. And he is a likable guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a likable guy.
Yeah.
You want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then when you put him in a leadership position, now
he's not likable.
You have to assess him based upon where you identified productivity prior.
Yes.
That's where he fails. His assessment based upon what existed prior and his assessment based upon our expectations, that's where he fails. But the truth is that he's a likable guy.
Okay, so let's put all of that conversation into Michael Pintard now. He's from Grand Bahama. He's a national leader for the Free National Movement. Is he a straight-talking guy, or does he have the ability to switch or to position himself according to
him? You ever listen to his speeches? You ever listen to any one of his things? He always tried to be able to make you to understand that there's an element of youth in it. So he's articulate, he's insightful, he provides you a technological background and all these particular things. And then he'll give you some sort of some verbiage that young people will say.
Okay, I like that. So let me say this to you then. He's doing well in Marco City. He has an element of youth in his conversation with the Bahamian people. Do you see the young people of the Bahamas now actively involved in the political outcome prior to this upcoming election in a forceful way, meaning a convincing manner that the young people are now in total control of the outcome of an election?
No.
Okay. So if he's speaking this youth language now, I'll ask you another question. Do you see the youth having the potential to or wanting, another question, wanting to have that type of control in this upcoming election? Because I know they have the potential, but do they want it? The young people right now.
Young people don't want to be identified for anything other than job to make better money.
So if that's the case, then I made earlier statements, and I've done this in a very helpful manner to Michael Pintard. I understand your ethic. I understand what is in your mind. But the first rule that I've learned in marketing is, when you're marketing, you have to speak to those who are in front of you. If the young people are not interested in taking control of the election, then do not talk to the young people as you're now doing. Put more emphasis on the people who will participate, who will register, and who will help you to win. Politics is not about a church. This is not a church.
The difficulty
this is
that,
politics.
The difficulty that you display by being able to identify a target audience or niche audience.
Okay.
Right? The difficult that you do, he has the responsibility of being leader of all.
Do you, you're a father. I'm not a father. You're a father, right? Is there a scenario where you can talk to young people today and they're not listening to you?
Not my children, no.
Children. Just look at the generation out there right now in the streets. Are they listening to what we're saying? Are they paying attention to what we're trying to say? Are they listening to our advice?
No, they're not tuned into what we're doing.
They're not tuned in. So no. I'm saying to you, we're dealing with an election like how you took the poll. If you participate in the poll and you like Howard Grant, you vote for Howard Grant based on what Howard Grant is presenting to you. These people ain't listening to your poll. They ain't interested in what you're saying from that microphone. So what I'm saying is that in the 2026 election, you need to direct your conversation to the people who are listening and the people who are going to participate in the election. Don't worry about them young people who ain't want to participate. The day I see young people marching down on Farrington Road to register to vote, it's the day I tell you to go and start talking to young people talk. Right now, it's not time for young people talk. Right now, it's time to energize the electoral base and get the people to the polls and vote for you.
It's heavy what you're saying. Guys, I want to take a commercial break. When we get back, I want to give you the numbers and being able to talk about these things. When we get back, we can talk a pinch about the Prime Minister. And then we definitely can be able to dive deeper into what we're seeing out of Marco City. I asked a couple of conclusions. I asked some conclusions. I asked for an assessment, an evaluation, for a grade, and his leadership capacity.
What did they say?
They gave me a B.
They give you a B.
It says, as a leader of the opposition, Pintard faces challenges related to internal party cohesive perception. While he has been vocal in pushing forward the opposition perspectives, internal party dynamics and external public disillusionment present an ongoing obstacles that needs addressing.
That is accurate.
That's what he says.
That is accurate.
That's what he says.
I like it.
That's what it says. And then it gives me sort of a conclusion about Pintard's tenure as the Marco City, Pintard's tenure for Marco City and his subsequent rise in leadership. It demonstrates his commitment to his constituents, his resilience in the political areas. And then it says that his leadership in Marco City has a support base, a supportive base. However, his ability to harness this support for a broader national influence will depend on his capacity to unify the free national movement and present a cohesive vision for the Bahamas.
I like it.
This is what it says.
I like it.
This is what it says.
Well, Howard is going to throw those numbers to you. Join in the conversation, Michael Pintard for Marco City, Grand Bahama. And then we'll head to the next candidate, which will be the Prime Minister of the country. But Howard Grant, throw the numbers out, and let's get these people on the telephone lines.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break, get to news, be right back after this.
The foundation. For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners, cards, you name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday. Your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The fella called me a scumbag. Praise God. I'm not gonna I'm not gonna fight you.
You're fighting?
I say he's gonna fight my mother for property. So I fight, man, you don't need to stop. Anyway, praise God. I'm not gonna fight you, ladies and gentlemen. I got your a couple of y'all and sent me that voice note, so praise God. We're going to continue to be able to move forward. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this, grateful for the opportunity to be able to talk like this, and I'm grateful to be above ground. I just want to be able to do that and sort of have this conversation. I think 103 persons for the year, as we are tiptoeing into the end of the month of October, they can't say the same thing. Snuffed out. Far too early, some of them. I don't think anyone who was murdered this year was over the age of 55. I could be incorrect. But these are young people that's being snuffed out. And so I'm grateful to be able to contribute a conversation with you to see whether or not we can shift this narrative, to move away just from the rhythm of one party to a next party and identify whether or not we should be able to choose based upon the contributions that these persons would have made in their particular constituency. So let's do that. The lines are wide open, guys. If you want to be able to join in conversation today, I'd love that. 323-622-32-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence. 242-300-5720. Hit me up. 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Good day. How are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
It's just wonderful to know that people care about the movement and progression in this country. I've been a part of that for most of my life. Still am, to a certain degree, you know. So you do too, gentlemen. I applaud you for that.
I appreciate you. Thank you so very kindly.
And Mr. Rosenberg, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Roseboro.
My apologies.
No problem.
You do have a point about the target audience for the election. But it's sad, though, because I've always kept my eyes to the ground in terms of... The thing is, with young people, it's not that they don't want to vote, you know.
Okay.
It's that those leaders who are there or are to be are not speaking their language presently.
That's correct.
So they're not responding to what happened in 1992 or 1989 or whatever. They want to hear real solutions, not, you know, pie in the sky. And I don't mean perfection. I don't even think they're looking for perfection. But if you don't talk their language, they're not going to
respond.
And
tell me what their language is. Tell me what do you view as something that they respond to, young persons?
Well, I think our Bahamian youth are a little eclectic. Mm-hmm. You would think that even in this modern age of computers, they would be so modern and so savvy. But a lot of them really, what they just want is traditional values in the home, in the schools. They want mentorship. They want apprenticeship.
This is
they
a deep conversation.
Sorry, love?
This is a deep conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
They want to know that when they graduate from whatever school or whatever, that they have not just a job, but an active career in their country.
Yes.
Many of them want to come back, you know. But they ain't coming back to no... disrespect and minimum wage and then you go to food store for $6 a packet. I think they do want to be an active participant in this election.
I like this.
There's hope. There's hope.
Wow.
I like this.
You're an intelligent lady.
I like this. I like your assessment. I thank you so much for your contribution. Really do. I really do.
Yeah,
I thank
she's
her.
Good. I like her.
I like that. I have deeper questions and I don't want to be able to kind of appear off from what we're talking about today. But if young persons still want to gravitate towards traditional values within their confines of their relationship, the way that they speak with each other, there's no representation of that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's no representation of these traditional values that we seek to esteem and hold up high within their day-to-day communication with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so you find yourself in this sort of a position where... you want to be able to see some things in a particular manner, but you're not living in that space. You're not living like that.
Wow.
That's heavy.
I like what she said. And look how your lines just lit up, Howard.
Lines lit right up.
My God.
Guys, the lines are lit right up. You can be able to give me a call, 323-622-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Next call. Caller?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Let me ask you, I got two questions to ask you, and then I got something else to say.
Okay.
How much clinic Dr. Dowell built since he came in?
Did they make a clinic in the Family of Islands?
I think it was one in the Family Islands.
I think it's one in Family Islands.
That was now in Ragged Island, I believe.
But anything Dr. Dowell would have done would have possibly only overseen it. I think you can attribute to Dr. Dowell this 50 acres and other things like that that's being built right now.
Because Clay Sweeting wants to do something south of Lutheran.
But I really want to know how much clinic could you name at least about three clinics Dr. Dowell built?
No, we can't name three.
I can't name three, but I could get that information for you.
But listen to me. I hear Howard Reed say something on Dr. Dowell, where he's building clinics. And I'm trying to figure out where he's at. What his clinic is.
But the word is building. Building means the
it's
idea
a progressive
of,
thing. It's happening.
He also said he built some clinics. He said that's what...
Let me read this over for you, because I didn't...
Tell him.
I can look it over for you and be able to talk about these things.
I can give you an next one again.
Let
okay,
me hear
go to number two.
How much airport did Chester Cooper build since he came in?
He overseen a lot of the public-private partnerships that's happening in the Family of Islands.
Listen to me. I understand with your...
You weren't allowing Howard to be a politician, you know.
No, I didn't want to be a politician.
What that thing tell you?
Yeah.
What the thing tell you?
I want to know where this airport is.
That's a good name for Bahamian AI. The thing.
The thing tell you.
Yeah,
right?
The thing.
I appreciate you, my brother. I can look it up and I can be able to identify these things. I have to go through these assessments again because ChatGPT spit it out. I identify those things. If I see some great in proportion, that we can be able to dissect it and then regenerate it. Right? I'll look back at it again.
He said those two things,
we
then he had something to say, but yeah.
He
loved the callback. He loved the callback.
But I did see I know that the PPPs are definitely being developed.
Public-private partnerships.
The public-private partnerships with Chester Cooper in these particular steads. And I do know that Dr. Dowell, I think they cut a ribbon on a clinic in the Family of Islands, but I can find it out, right? Let's take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard, Poppy, and good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's up, Poppy?
Richard, hold on. Thank God for life.
Yes,
tell
sir.
Me something you wasn't able to do, Mr. Minister.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, man, we did Glennis.
And GTA chat, say what he had to say.
Yeah, chat, give her A.
Yeah, listen, that's another thing too, what I was wondering. You think when you're wrapping this up today, I really ain't gonna know who all get A, right? Who all get under B, C, D, since you was able to do everybody?
I got them all right here. I got every grade right here.
You say you want to show on that one.
Must he be human?
Name them all.
Be so accurate. I don't know if that this could help them to know they gone, right? But, I could
these
wrong,
some of these
right?
things are dismal. I can't say. I
Papa, based on
the
information and you listening to the show, what is your consensus? What is your conclusive idea at this particular time as to government and opposition?
Okay, before I answer that, right? Let me say this quick before this come out my mind.
Okay.
With nobody voting, participating over there in Cat Island for the Prime Minister, right?
Uh huh.
I don't know what GTA is saying about it like that, right? If we considering that nobody thought Perry Christie could have lost Farm Road or lose the government. Maybe lose the government, but not the constituency. But he ended up losing the constituency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. But it's a big possibility. Like I tell you all before, maybe punch somebody with the GTA. Like when you fool with, when you treat the Bahamian people bad treatment, how do they respond? Or what role bad treatment plays in this whole thing when the Bahamian people have to deal with you politically. Now, nobody think Brave Davis will lose his seat or whatsoever, right? But it's a big possibility he could have maybe leave them people in such condition and ain't get back to them yet because he travels a lot, not just here in Nassau or other parts of the island. I believe the people in Cat Island might already be made up.
That's mischievous, Papa. That's very mischievous. So, like I said earlier, Papa.
But I think they disappointed and they expected better for the Prime Minister.
There are many PLPs that are doing very, very well at this particular time, but there are also a mass number that are not doing well. And so I appreciate your observation.
You mean personally?
Yeah, a lot of people are not doing well. People who have normally done well are not doing well.
I was talking about as a constituent. Like how you might not agree how Ingram did Abaco and fix the road and do certain things.
Yes.
Or whatever, right? But yeah, we had Selin, and he's one of our greatest or our greatest prime minister. But you know, the way I saw Andrews and the rest of it, it could have been done better. And I think Brave Davis is doing the same thing. And I believe now, different from Selin in time, you see how they deal with Perry Christie and Farm Road, and he's a likable fellow. I think in spite of our Brave, I wouldn't be surprised. Mark the day, mark the word, what I'm saying. All right, to answer your question, you're saying, with all of this I hear and stuff, what would you say?
Yeah. How do you now feel about the present government, the opposition, and what are the outcomes if we were to call election today, in your mind?
I believe it's a big possibility that we could see something we've never seen before. I don't know if you think I'm running away from the question or playing politics or playing a politician.
When,
right?
When you use the word "see," people may not know that you are physically challenged. Yeah, but I know you. I know you see into the. Yeah, you see into the seventh realm. That's why I'm trying to pick your brain today.
You say 5 o'clock Sunday, you're going to be talking with Harris and Trump?
Yes, sir.
You going to the lines quick, or you can talk?
All the time. I always go straight to the lines. My people on Sunday, they're the sensible people. I don't have stupid people on Sunday. Sunday, you may have some stupid people listening during the week, but on Sunday, they be all sharp and sensible people.
Huh?
Sensible and sharp people, they tune in on Sundays. They listen to me on Sunday.
You don't think this new day government has disciplined a lot? You don't think they...
I said that earlier.
Oh, you said it already.
Yeah, but a lot of people feel they're doing well because they have nice homes. There's a remnant of individuals who are just doing well. Other people are suffering.
Don't worry about you living in. I mean, this everybody takes. Tell me something. I know we talk off the air and stuff many times, right?
Yeah, you're my friend. I love you to death, man. You're a good man.
Don't check this out.
Mm-hmm.
You done say it on the radio. I think you always saluting and tell him how you're doing a good job, even today with the show. Don't worry what the people doing, right? You don't think, I don't want to use the word turn around, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think this guy is really doing a great job on this radio, Howard Grant?
That's why I sit here. I wouldn't sit. The Bible says you don't sit with sinners and those who are scorned, so I'm sitting with Howard Grant. Thank you, Howard Grant.
Well, I appreciate you, and I want to thank you guys for your support. I try to do my best to be able to do this, contrary to popular opinion or to a specific opinion. I am not being paid for this. Like, there's nobody giving me money for this. That's why I didn't ask for advertisements for this. I didn't ask for advertisements for this series.
But
1 month-long series. Every time I go to America, every time I go to China, when I went to China, when I went to Atlanta, when I went to Grand Bahama, and I did the show from there, I specifically created packages for persons to support the show. And I got good support. You understand? Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is that because I don't want nobody bringing me a check.
I know you're in charge of the money.
I don't want nobody bringing me a check.
You know you lost 5 pounds, right?
I lose the 2 pounds.
Yeah. If you were to get a check, you would be eating some more of that good food.
You didn't stop.
You know every good restaurant in the Bahamas. You don't miss.
Right? No, but I didn't want nobody to give me a check to be able to say, Howard, you know, I take care of you, take care of me.
That didn't happen.
That don't work like that, buddy.
That didn't happen.
That don't work like, I didn't ask nobody for nothing for this. No. Not for this series. Now, we will have series that coming up. We will have times and opportunities that coming up that you can be able to support, but not for this one. I didn't want there to be this kind of a convoluted mindset that says that if I give him this, he'll give me this.
The money buyeth all things.
I can't do that.
I didn't want
to do that. Let me take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard Grant.
Hey, my
brother.
Hey, my brother boy.
Yeah, listen to me. I am glad when you be with Howard, so you good. Pick Howard brains with me.
Mm.
The what they call them, the Gen Z crew?
Mm-hmm. Gen Z.
18 to 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you sharp,
26.
Eh?
I ain't getting over 26.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play a big part in this next election coming up.
When?
When it come up.
When? Because I don't see going down on Farrington Road.
Yeah, but they got
to... Yeah, they are, though. They are. You don't have to.
Well, you need up. No, you could have a show where you tell us how the polls are increasing, because we don't know how many new registered people there are on Farrington Road. I would like to know that.
You know who's going to make the young people go to vote?
Tell me.
Either the torchbearers who are going to excite them, or the young liberals. This is the time now for these major parties to use their
use arm. The use arm.
We got to have a deeper assessment.
I like that.
I have a son. I have a 20-year-old son.
Yeah.
It was his birthday. They party around 1:30 that day.
In the daytime?
Yeah, listen, no. This is when he decided to have the party.
In the daytime, though?
Nothing arranged.
Okay.
By 5 o'clock, 5:30,
mm-hmm.
he had almost 30 to 35 people by my house.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something he planned after 1:30 in the day. See, what we need to do is get these young people who could attract young people.
I can attract young people.
Yeah, but I'm
gonna talk
too.
About this.
But what I'm saying is, we need to get, like you say, we need to get these young, whoever can get these young people registered.
Yes.
Up,
that is correct.
Win this next election.
That is correct.
Okay.
You have some young candidates. You
that
need
is
to
correct.
Put them out there. The PLV has like the Jamal Strawn and them younger people. Put them out there to attract these young people.
But these parties ain't using smart people like you and me.
A lot of people listening.
They ain't using smart people for this type of assistance. They're getting all this free information. They're sitting back, and they're not utilizing smart people
but
to win this election.
Is my sight would go on, not my sense. I still can think well.
Thank you very much,
sir. I now go into the CV battles and the Doris Johnson and them high school.
Mm-hmm.
By next election, them 12th graders can be able to vote.
That's correct.
Some of them 11th graders will be able to vote. I will hook up a club in the night, you can't name it a club.
But
in the school.
Well, not all young people guilty of this, right? But I see plenty of young people are there under the tree smoking this thing.
I gotta let you go, my brother. We got a bunch of telephone calls in the line. I'm sorry about that.
Go ahead.
But I just want to be able to say this. I don't believe that we're assessing this properly. Young people in this country, there is a coming of age. We don't run through the bush and fight two tigers and come back and now you're a man. There is a coming of age for young people in this country, and that is through the political process, your participation. You need your driver's license to show that you was a man.
Mm-hmm.
You need a voter's card to show that you are a man. And the only thing that shows that you are a responsible man beyond that is you paying rent, so forth and so on.
Mm.
So young people are registering to be able to self-identify the fact that they've gone over from one side to another. They step over the threshold into maturity, and so they are getting there.
The voter's card?
Their voter's card.
They're getting the voter's card.
That's
an ID. That's a formal ID.
When I was there the other day, it was back with the young people. When I walked in there, because I had to go get this information.
Uh-huh.
When I walked in there the other day, it was packed with young people.
Mm-hmm.
And they was excited to take their picture to be able to show, okay, I'm registered to vote. Not that they can participate.
That's my issue right there.
Not that they can participate, but that they are registered to vote.
Wow.
Okay, so participation is a whole different
story, different conversation.
Political organizations need to figure out how to be able to get young people out to participate. And young people are not concerned, consumed, or even, it's not even a peripheral politics. Politics is not in their game. They're not concerned about that. Young people need money. They need to acquire land. They need to buy a house. They need to be able to do all these things. The irresponsibility that we identify in them is because they don't have anything to call themselves, their own. $210 ain't enough for nobody.
That is correct.
Nobody. It don't matter how old you are in this country. This cost me more than $210 to deal with my little baby boy. That's what I'm saying to you?
Mm.
Just to be able to move him up and down, take care of him, put clothes on him, and feed him. That's more than $210.
We had a discussion on that before. Very, very expensive.
It's very expensive to be able to do these things. So young people need participation. And if the political organizations don't identify a vision to cast to say that this is how we want you to participate, this is where we want you, they're not going to get them. They're not going to, it's not going to happen.
Wow.
Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Good day, my dear. What's up?
Everything's good. Hi, God.
Hi, lovely. How are you?
Mom, I'm so sorry I missed your show on Sunday.
Yeah, you can catch it online. It's right there. It ain't going over there.
Okay.
But I love when you call in, but, you know, I'll take what I get.
Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
You're doing this good series. I know today is the last day. Is it possible that I could sponsor the last day? I got to check.
Hold on. Voicey, boy, she's strong.
Hold on. I can take a check tomorrow, not today.
Tomorrow to check the bunks out.
Don't let it bunks.
My God, what a call.
Howard, mm-hmm. I had to come out of my, because, you know, I'm in and out of my vehicle. I was out. I didn't catch the verdict on Mr. Prime Minister, sir.
We didn't give it just yet. We go into it right now. Let me read that, and then I can take a break. Let me read it real quick so you can listen in. Okay, no problem. All right, so let's do this. No one voted for the prime minister, but that doesn't stop me from being able to grade him. So I will tell you what I asked ChatGPT. And you could call in, and then you could say, Howard, I don't like that, so forth and so on. But I will tell you, I say, provide an analysis for the prime minister, Barry Davis, and speak to whether or not the attributes that he has that can lead him to victory and the Progressive Liberal Party in the next general election. A victory that I may add has not happened over the past two decades in Bahamian politics. We have not seen a political organization return to power since 1997. So speak to whether or not the wherewithal in his administration and to support by his ministers in this particular mindset that exists within the progress of the PLP in conjunction with the political environment and the temperament in the country, right? This is what I asked in ChatGPT, right? And I said, right now, tell me whether or not those attributes can lead to another victory for the PLP, this New Day administration. This is what I asked it. And then it gave me it spit out some information. Hold on, let me read this for you also. I read this for you. I said, from all the information and the criteria without a survey, and without information that speaks directly to his constituents in Cat Island, or how they may feel about their member of parliament in the persons of the prime minister, give an assessment of what should be the results of the participation based upon his ministries, based upon his ministers within the PLP, and a lot of the members of parliament in identifying his position over the course of his political history. Speak about his historical overview and what has happened and what he's accomplished and how all this I asked ChatGPT. So I asked him, I said, how he's done over those years, the temperament, his poise, his patience, his commitment to service and the others and servicing others. Right? And his commitment to the Progressive Liberal Party. Speak to his openness and his transparency, giving access to young persons and get into politics. And the New Day administration, give me the flip side. Bam, I can tell you what it says. They give me a historic overview. It said, the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, is a longstanding and respected position within Bahamian politics. Known for his tenure as a prominent member of the Progressive Liberal Party, over the decades, he has transitioned from private law practice to politics, ascending through roles such as deputy leader of the PLP, deputy prime minister, and eventually prime minister. His journey reflects dedication, patience, and a steady commitment to public service. With the focus on his constituents in Cat Island, Rumkey, and San Salvador, Davis's personal temperament is widely regarded as calm, poised, and resilient. This is what it says. qualities that have helped him navigate complex political challenges and retain respect among his peers and position. Throughout his career, Davis has championed infrastructure and improvements, economic development, and social programs, especially from his constituency, which has historically struggled with issues of accessibility and development. His accomplishments include advancing basic infrastructure, ports, and access to public service in less developed areas, demonstrating his commitment to rural Bahamian communities. His current leadership in the New Day administration, since assuming his role as a prime minister, Davis led the PLP's New Day administration with an emphasis on inclusivity, transparency, and providing opportunities for young people in politics. His administration has been proactive in appointing younger, relatively fresh faces within the government, aiming to create a bridge between established, and this is scary to say that creating a bridge again, the last thing collapsed. That's just decent, right? So he says, aiming to create a bridge between established leadership and new generation of Bahamian voices. This initiative perceived positively, right? As it reflects his openness and desire to evolve PLP's image towards a future-focused perspective. This is what it says. Now, it gives me media sentiments. It gives me pros and cons, his commitment to inclusivity. It gives me all these particular things. And then the grade. Let's just get to the grade, and then we can do a quick break. The B-plus grade, that's what they give him, a B-plus in his capacity.
As what, leader or MP?
Let's read it, right? So they said the B-plus grade reflects commitment to international leadership on climate change, his advocacy for inclusivity in Bahamian politics, and his track record of dedicated service to Cat Island and surrounding areas. Now, this is peculiar.
B-plus.
This is peculiar.
But no one participating.
Now, this is peculiar.
I'm listening.
Right? So what it means to me is that I would have to tweak this again, because if you read this, this is all international concepts that's being graded the world over. You are identified as liberal and you're identified as being able to champion democracy if you continue to be able to move with these liberal concepts. Climate change is a global, that's a global agenda. And then when you start to talk about inclusivity, that is also a global thing.
I've always spoke about
that. Then it says his track record dedicated to service of the persons in the surrounding area, Cat Island. So they gave him a B+. And it says, while his tenure has seen significant accomplishment, domestic challenges around healthcare, economic reform, and resource allocation present areas where improvement would further benefit the Bahamian populace. His approach continues to evolve, making him a respected figure both locally and internationally, with room for deeper focus on immediate national needs to balance this global climate commitment. This is what ChatGPT said.
Listen to me.
This is what ChatGPT said.
I've always said that the person of Philip Brave Davis is admirable, a very charming, very nice guy. His wife is beautiful. Beautiful person in terms of philanthropy, etc. But you're talking about climate change all around the world, and you all dig up Coral Harbor and dig up Adelaide for these new developments. They got the whole place flooding up. How come we could talk about climate change abroad and we ain't bringing climate change to our island?
But now we realize that ChatGPT is rating the prime minister on a scale of what's happening from an international standpoint.
Has to be.
This is crazy.
Because we're sinking.
This is crazy.
We're sinking right here, right now.
All right, so guys, let's take this quick commercial break. I see telephone calls. We're going to get back to it right after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Mmm. The waffle with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular waffle with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your waffle with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Nassau, are you ready for...
We are ready!
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music grill,
and Alpha Sounds Promotion
invites you to the biggest Break, hit, scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Hey! Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breeze.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy Ron.
It's your boy Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy Shine 242.
Hey, it's Shirai Taylor.
It's your boy Johnny K.
The Falcon Sugar.
It's your boy DJ Ref.
It's me now, Funky D.
This is your girl Nishi Al-As, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gido D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Julian Belize.
Tickets available at the Beauty Shack and BahamasEtickets.com.
The countdown is on. Ray can't scrape explosion. Best of the best.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. In these last few minutes, people texting me, Howard, please tell me who wrote this assessment about the Prime Minister. Okay, for the last time, I'm hoping that you understand. In this new age and new era that we're living in globally, okay, in this new age and new era that we're living in globally, there is a computer program. If I could say it like this, I could do it. There is a computer program, an app that I have that I was certified for last year, October. Do you remember when I went to Fort Lauderdale last year, October? I went, I got certified about it. I kept tinkering with it and I calibrated it to be able to identify and assess Bahamian politics. I have used all the resources that I have locally, okay? And so if I didn't have anything, if nothing's online, then I can actually pump information into, upload information into ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. As a result of being able to do this over the course of the last 30 to 40 days, yeah, because I started it even before that, right? Almost 2 months, right? Because right after the series that we did with Dissecting Leadership, what's the series that you did, Garth?
What's that?
After sobriety when I was on vacation, what you was talking about?
Oh, we did about three pieces or something. Like that. Pope, yeah. The preacher, the politician, something
the
like
Pope,
that.
The preacher, the politician, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And we were able to identify those particular elements. And then after we done with that, then I said, okay, so let's do this series, right? The series is called Dissecting Leadership, a Constituency First Approach. I pop all this information into ChatGPT. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Howard Grant is not sitting down typing anything out. I'm simply asking ChatGPT, based upon the calibration, tell me what is your assessment of this person, this person, this person. Every one of these persons are in public life, and with the inclusion of your votes, with the inclusion of the survey, we are able to get a good assessment of these particular person. ChatGPT spit out a grade after we did all of this. I didn't assess this. I didn't do this. ChatGPT spit out a grade after we did all of this information. Y'all go look up ChatGPT, please. Go, for God's sake, and read upon it to see exactly what it is, okay?
These people have been holding for a minute.
The Prime Minister has been assessed, mm-hmm. and the assessment for the Prime Minister, based upon the ChatGPT, is said what they've amalgamated, and the fact that he has no votes in Cat Island, mm-hmm. no votes in Cat Island. It has given a B+, and then as we read through it, I said to you, they're grading him on an international scale. How he's doing in his local position from an international observatory position. They're saying, all right, he's dealt with climate change. We like that. He's dealing with advocacy. We like that. He's dealing with inclusivity. We like that. He's dealing with these particular things, and he's taking care of his persons in the surroundings. These are all elements of a thriving democracy from the world over, and this is how he was graded. He got a B+. So you can fight me for it, but he got a B+. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Swarky?
Right here. That was a long wait, but with nigger out of setting in after with nice soup, I just made pea soup and all the stuff in it. the long break, the long conversation. I'm Garth. Anybody ever told you sound like Pearlie on Naughty Show?
And Pearlie may sound like me.
Hello?
I think Pearlie might sound like me.
Good.
No, I said Garth. One of you sound like somebody. Somebody said, which one is Garth? Which one is Pearlie? I said, they sound the same to me. I don't think I ever met one, but, mm-hmm. you know, but y'all do sound alike. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Howard, you know, I go back to say, I always said that I was a PLP. I am a PLP now. I've changed one time in 1992, I think that's when I think the country changed.
Yeah.
In 1992, after 25 years of mm-hmm. disability.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Mr. Power, he went all out. I think he was authentic. It made our knighted Shannon Armour. And I think after a while, the power and the cronies around him, it sort of like faded into, he was almost like a dictator. People were actually afraid of him. And I think the country itself at that time switched on Pindland because of the cronies. And then Mr. Ingram came in for his two terms, and it felt like we had a breath of fresh air. And then they switched back to Perry.
Sparky, I don't like these cronies. I don't like them. They're too assertive. They're almost
and,
like.
And Howard, that's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't
now.
Like it. I don't
you
like
know,
it.
I still profess to be a PLT, but Brave. When I single out Brave, knowing him personally all my life, we grew up together, went to the same church, grew up in the Valley, Valley Boys, all that kind of thing. He went to Government St. John's. I went off to Gardiga, Marai. But we still kept in touch and all that type of stuff. I personally believe the Prime Minister is trying his best to see how he can do it the right way. But I have a problem with a lot of the young politicians that have been in, what I'm calling cronies now, is that they showing me some of the things that I see Leslie Miller saying. Like, it looked like most of them, they look like they're only concentrated getting in there one time in, get what they can get, and go. They don't seem to me trying to win their seats again. The way that they approach their constituents, like a lot of them, at least I would say my own, he doesn't have time to even, like I told you once before about Howard, I'm in the Garden Hills area. Now Garden Hills is on one side of East Street over the Magnet, and there's Pride Estate on the dig down the highway, Pride Estate 1, 2, and 3. And I have not seen him play. I told you, Howard, I'm not asking him to come around here to give me nothing. You know what I'm saying, Howard? To give me a check with the area. Because these people overwhelmingly voted for you. You didn't lose one particular polling division. You went in as a rookie, was a biker at that Commonwealth biker where that was, and you went flying in House of Assembly. It appears to me that he does a good job, or try to do a good job in his three ministry, youth, sport, and culture. But as far as the attentiveness to the area and Pride Estate, like I told you, it just doesn't seem there. And it's hard for me to say, Mr. Prime Minister, how can I vote PLP without voting for him?
Wow.
Hello?
Wow. So that's where you are now, Sparky?
Yeah,
that's where you are now in the PLP?
He's sort of my boss, like he's done many times. Just as a friend sometimes pass around when certain fruits in my yard and sees it. I'd say Brave come and sit down. The chair got on what he's calling Smoky Seat of Power. And we sit there and talk, and let me talk. The talk we talk underneath the dilly tree thing, playing dominoes or whatever. I can say, Brave, I won't vote PLB, but you know that, but I don't want to vote for him.
Wow.
Hey, got you understand where I'm coming from?
Wow.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Wow.
You and Papa, y'all talking similar.
You know Papa was TLP dialogue from that time.
Yeah.
Papa, I know when Papa used to, he could walk in Brave office up in the Ministry of Wicks. Papa and the other guy never died.
Bannister.
Bannister's our boy. Yeah.
They could walk in Brave office anytime they want to.
Him and Watchman.
And all of a sudden, I want to switch in Papa. Like, Papa got this thing against Fred Mitchell now. He got this thing against certain different PLPs. It doesn't sound like the same Papa I knew.
That is
even
true.
With Antoine, when Perry was in there, all you could hear come, Honorable Perry, because the Honorable does.
That's true.
Perry, but I don't want a same sound coming out of his mouth from Brave.
Yeah, but Sparky, would it be fair for me to say the same thing about you? I don't hear the same thing. Yeah, because you are always even in this conversation, you are a diehard PLP. You vote for the FNM one time, but you trying to figure out how you can vote for the PLP and not vote for Brave. You're confusing me. I don't know how I can do that.
That ain't no AI
confusion. I
don't know
how I can do that.
Like I just said, there's a lot of PLPs out there.
That's correct.
I'm not struggling. I mean, I'm retired now. I had an injury the other day, so my health isn't as strong as it used to be. But I got food to eat. My light bill, my water bill, all my bills are paid on time. But I see, like God said a little while ago, there's a lot of PLPs out there struggling, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Sparky.
I'm not saying all struggling. But there's a lot of those struggling.
Yes,
some of them became millionaires.
Yes.
But there's a lot of PLD on Wolf Road looking for corned beef and white rice down the Great Commission Ministry.
That's it.
I never saw that before.
Great call, Sparky. Great call. I appreciate you.
Sparky. Appreciate your telephone call.
Appreciate
the lines are lit right up, but I need to be able to go to another call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, man. Let people get up.
Don't fight. You're on. Go ahead.
And tell Sparky them don't be calling here talking about a lot of PLPs out there hating behavior.
I like that.
The only PLP vote Brave Davis into this government.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Other people vote the PLP into?
Listen, man, you got people who you calling PLP now is on the F&M ticket before.
That's the truth.
Have mercy, Lord
that's
Jesus.
That's the truth.
I know. There's a smart fella calling you because he's no dumb fella. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I put my notes in here all the time, and you've been on your course and stuff, but you got to get some frumping going on now.
Okay.
Some stuff is left out, and I think the only message I get from ChatGPT consistently is balance. This government is not balancing the long-term projects that they have in the pipeline with immediate solutions for payment.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that's it. That's the very thing they falling down is that you got these projects, this.
Yes.
Energy in this. But I go on 2 to 3 summers now from they've been in power with high electricity bills.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, you got spike in all of the solutions, but people, this. I had a bill for $700 in a 2-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm. A 2-bedroom? Right?
That's crazy.
In a 2-bedroom house?
You got air conditioning. That's
crazy.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you that consistently.
You selling bears or your freezer?
$200 from $97 to $200 to $400 to $600, and I ain't doing nothing differently.
My God.
And that's what. And I think I just wanted to make some quick points.
Yes.
And on the PLP, because Brad Davis is, you cannot say nothing bad about his personality, man.
That's
and
correct.
Being able to be likable. And I think Hubert Ingraham made a very good statement when he spoke at the FM convention when Hubert Minnis was on his way out. You can't, in this population thing, you got to govern, eh?
That's correct.
Public taking pictures and all this stuff. At a certain point, and this is our time, you got to start.
I won't hear your points. I don't want you to hang up. I won't hear your points, okay. But I got to take a break. Let me take this quick break and be right back after this.
The Foundation will be back right after this.
The Foundation. Technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Things are getting saucy at Wendy's. Get ready to experience nuggets like you never did before with the new Saucy Nugs. Enjoy our famous crispy nuggets tossed in your choice of sweet and smoky honey barbecue sauce, or turn it up a notch with the spicy but smooth buffalo sauce. Grab a 6-piece as a snack or make it a meal with a 10-piece combo. Gotta be saucy. Gotta be Wendy's.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anneth Hall Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m. happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the Softball Jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK. And of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the Retirees Recognition Ceremony and Reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade. November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Quick to the line so we can be able to answer these questions as quick as possible. We've got 8 minutes before we get out of here. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Good evening, guys.
Yeah, go ahead, my brother. Yeah, you wanted to give me some points. Go ahead.
Just these quick points. You know, I think they fall short, the PLP, as in key areas, but the Haymans prioritized, man. And you're talking about the cost of living, relief, immediate. Rising inflation, obviously, ain't really going nowhere. Mm-hmm. On essential stuff like your food and energy. That's fact.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, we need a little more tax breaks could be, you know, we feel like we just paying out more.
Okay.
Affordable housing, right? Although you say you're building housing, it's not keeping pace with the amount of people coming and living here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Healthcare, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, crime and safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, and I, you know, this is my personal opinion.
Very good
point. Shuffle a cabinet, you know, that's one of the areas should have been shuffled.
Very good.
Inclusive. Economic growth. Inclusive, meaning that small grouping of people are benefiting from this economic pie.
Yes.
A lot of no boosting support for Bahamian owned enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you're giving out 10,000 grand deal, you got the SB. The barrier for entry, the red tape, is a lot for Bahamians to get going. Transparency. Increased transparency and community involvement in government decisions. Right? Can improve public trust. Test standards closed and nobody knew in Exuma. Things like that. The pool that they built at the port, we don't know. But these things are getting approved. The pipe deal, a lot of these things is going to cost this government and it's going to cost Brave Davis when it don't have to.
I like what you're saying.
I like it.
I thank you, my brother. I do. I wish I could let you to be able to go on a little bit longer, but I got like five other calls. I mean, you got a short amount of time, but I really like what you're saying. I'd love you to be able to text that information to me so we can be able to talk about that and dissect it accordingly. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard, how are you doing? And God.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Seattle?
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Yeah, you know, I would, we go back to where you guys begin with the so-called polling or how the election campaign does and talking to the millennials, Gen Z, and Generation X by extension, which composes 90%+ of the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
The Free National Movement is well in touch with the demographics and the multiple demographics of what is going on within the community. As you know, data is not something that they would not understand, even for the data that you put into and take out of a ChatGPT. But as far as policy targeting outreach, that has been achieved. More so it's about listening to what people say they want as opposed to telling them what you will give them. And I think that's the significant difference that you'll see with under Mr. Michael Pinta. I understand that 46% of the people graduate. We understand that 70% or more of the people that goes off to universities does not come back. And so the policies that will come from Mr. Pintad will reflect the need to address these deficiencies in our system to create an inclusive opportunity.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you this question, because you and I think we stumble over this question many times. I think you're articulate in what you're saying and sort of casting a vision of what they expect in the future from the Free National Movement. But I believe that the trifecta of leadership in the organization, whether that be leader, deputy leader, or chairman, should be able to carry the reins and being able to speak with authority to say that this is the course that we're taking, as opposed to being able to call in and say this is what you could expect from the Free National Movement.
You have a good question. I want to ask you and God something. Are you guys familiar with track and field at any time, or somebody running the 400 meters or 1,000 meters?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that, right? You're saying that I need to see them burn their energy as soon as they come out the gate. It is a sustained process to get to the finish line. And there is a technique and a strategy of when you exert the necessary force to achieve the goal that you're trying to achieve.
But that's not the direction my question is coming from. Because if you use your analogy, you're on the field, but I only asking you, who give you the authority to be on the field? That's all I'm asking you.
Who give who?
Who gives you the authority, to be on the field for the Free National Movement?
No, that's the thing about it. This is unlike the Progressive Liberal Party, where one leader, one leader. The Free National Movement has been and is and will be that about multiple leaders. You know the word movement and how the Free National came together? The Free National is about thinkers coming together at a particular time to achieve a particular goal of nation building. Yeah. This is not where singly, and this is why you have a single leader in the Progressive Liberal Party, no other leaders but one, and they spend their time marketing success as opposed to working as a team. You know, like you said, a team go to the Olympics. They want to bring back the championship. It's not one person. And so the Free National Movement understands that. But that is where I hear individuals somehow always talk about the Free National Movement from a historical and current sense, and they somehow leave out the fact that the Free National Movement is a movement as opposed to a statute thing called party.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for your telephone call. I really can't. I'd love to be able to debate you and engage you in that because I only want to know, because you are more articulate than most within the Free National Movement. And I'm not going to fight you. I got to take some other telephone calls. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Howard?
Everything good, man. What's up with you?
Hey, Goss. What's going on?
Good, my brother.
Ah, well, you're my boy, you know. I don't know who this is who called you a scumbag, but you know, you're some man of substance. We even want whatever they want. Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
Ah, well, this is my boy, but I want him to stop lotioning. But he lotioned 1 or 2 yesterday, but it's A-plus or A-with for politician, right?
Yeah.
He ain't no politician. Maybe one of the female them. I ain't no politician would deserve no A, you know. I trying to be keeping it real. It's all based on your level of consciousness now. I will make this one quick. A big joke here. Hey, God, you listening?
Yes, sir.
You know the solution to crime is, Howard?
What's that?
Abolish the law.
Abolish the law.
Yeah, all the laws, because that's the only way. That's the only solution to crime, because if you don't have no law, you wouldn't have a crime. That's what Paul said. So you all have to understand what's going on. Let me tell you something. Now, I want to have a sensible conversation about climate change. The science. 52 is a dummy, so he couldn't write the science, but he know the science. Now, Howard Grant, you listening?
I'm listening.
Howard, climate change, the climate is changing. I told you CO2 the culprit. Now, you can't breathe out carbon dioxide in the night. I breathe it out in the day. It's mm-hmm. a symbiosis that God made. It's a balance, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to figure out when they do their spatial infrared BS, right? Or they testing for the amount of CO2 in the air. How do they tell me the difference between what comes from your car or what comes from out of my mouth or from the plant?
I don't know if they can differentiate.
That's what I'm saying. So no. Ask ChatGPT for that for me, please. Because what I'm trying to show you in other words, Howard.
I will.
It's all foolishness as it relates to carbon science. Carbon is involved in everything.
I can ask that right now when I go because the show's
over.
Yeah,
but they're lying on carbon because carbon is the source of all life. That's why they do carbon dating. And the carbon has 3 isotopes. Howard, I want anyone to come and let's have a real deductive, intellectual conversation about this carbon science
that
I know is BS.
I like it.
Thank you, Man 52. I do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow, we should be seeing at the top of the hour, Miss Yang from Ancient Chinese Secrets having a good conversation with us about some new products that she's got going on there at Ancient Chinese Secrets. I'm grateful to be here with you, grateful to be able to kind of chop these things down. And thank you guys for your participation. This is the commencement. I will put all this information up online. So where you saw the line and everything laid out, you'll see all the information. You see the grading. You see everything for your member of parliament. You can pop through it and we can be able to do that. I should have that up for you by Saturday this week, right? So I want to thank you so very kindly for that, guys. We're going to dive deeper into it tomorrow. We're going to dive into a very good conversation. I want you guys to be able to be participate with us. Garth, thank you, my brother, for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
And we'll see you tomorrow. God's Spirit Life right here on The Foundation.